This chapter 14, Mishnah 3, Kanasha al Gabe HaPesach, if a rod resting on pegs on the wall above the doorway, so the difference over here is that the rod is removable, there are pegs above the doorway, and there's a rod, it's not built into the wall and coming out of the door. It says the Mishnah, Afila Gavua Me'a Amma, even if it is 100 Ammas higher than the opening, than the doorway, Mavi Esatuma Kolshu, it will transmit impurity into the house. Doesn't matter how wide it is, as thin as it is. In other words, it doesn't have to be a tefach, divrei Rabbi Yeshua, and that is according to Rabbi Yeshua. Brings the Kati that according to him, the problem is that because it's movable, though it might be 100 ammas above the door now, at some point later they might bring it closer, right on top of the door. And therefore, we don't look at its height as being any different. Whatever the height is, we treat it as kol shuhu, as however thick it is, that will be the it will transmit impurity into the house. But Rabbi Yeshua ben Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, he says al yachmar ze min haziz. We don't treat this rod more stringently than a ziz. And brings the Kati that the halacha follows this view, meaning that if it is 12 tfachim from the top of the door, then however thick it is, it will transmit impurity into the door. But higher than 12 tfachim above the door, then it needs to be at least a tefach wide in order to transmit impurity into the house.